Time now for a lost recipe crunch-off. Two people, two pickles. The results of our project to recreate Grandma Minnie's New York Full Sours. Listener Joni Vick of Nashua, New Hampshire, asked us for help with that old family recipe. In July, we got her in touch with a kitchen detective, Marisa McClellan, author of the cookbook Food in Jars. And these two women rolled up their sleeves, broke out the mason jars, spices, and brine, and got to work preserving those cucumbers. Now, the moment of truth. Joni Vick in New Hampshire, you ready? You have your jar there?
Yep.
Okay, and Marisa, you're in Philadelphia. You have your jar, too?
I do.
Okay, go for it. Can you take a bite?
All right.
Ooh, sounded crunchy.
Mine's awfully crunchy and good.
Extremely juicy.
And Joni there in New Hampshire, how's the crunch?
Not so crunchy, but very juicy.
How does it taste?
The first thing you get is garlic. The next thing you get is salt. And then the third thing you get is memory.
When you taste it, does it taste like the pickle of your youth? Does it taste like Grandma Minnie's?
It does. We got there. At 2 weeks, not so much. At 3 weeks, really close. At 4 or 5 weeks, bingo.
Really? So patience was key here.
Yes. It takes patience to perpetuate pickles.
Well, Joni, Marisa had given you a recipe to fill in the blanks. You told us that Grandma Minnie's instructions were a little vague, and you weren't sure how much salt to use. And then I gather that you ran a bunch of experiments. Three different batches.
And the upshot was the people who tasted them said they tasted right, but they tasted salty to them.
Too salty.
Well, they tasted saltier than you like pickles today, but right for pickles the way they were when I grew up.
Mm.
I think people are used to eating less salt.
Yeah. Marisa, do you think that's right? Do you think that the modern taste for pickles is probably different than it might have been 50 years ago, say?
I definitely think so, particularly because we are more accustomed to vinegar-based pickles these days as opposed to a fermented pickle. And so those vinegar-based pickles have less salt in them, whereas these fermented pickles require salt to create a pickly flavor. So it's just a different method, too.
Joni, did you have a eureka moment here when you bit into one of those pickles and you were transported back in time and you were right there with Grandma Minnie again?
No, but the eureka moment came when... Up until now, it's been a secret family recipe. And when I gave pickles to people to taste, and they asked for the recipe, and I gave them the recipe, I sort of spread out the recipe. So now the recipe is out in the world, and it won't get lost again.
Well, congratulations on your pickle success, Joni.
Yes, yes.
And Marisa, thanks so much for all your help.
Oh, my pleasure.
Marisa McClellan is the author of Food in Jars. She helped us recreate Grandma Minnie's full sour pickle recipe for listener Joni Vick of Nashua, New Hampshire. Joni and Marisa, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
And you can find the recipe on our food blog, The Salt, at npr.org. If you have an old recipe that doesn't work out, or only a memory of an old recipe, and you need some help, you can write us at npr.org. Just include lost recipe in the subject line.